oscillations are normal. Or as the Sefer Yashar refers with the Sod Ha'ahava V'Hasina. Acharei, in the middle of this paragraph, Asher Gilinu Sod Ha'ahava V'Hasina, now that we have revealed the secret of Ahava and Sina, now that we've discussed discovered this reality, that normal for people to oscillate between being excited about something and not being excited about something. And as we saw yesterday, he identified three factors that can improve and increase the Ahava and decrease the Sina. Those three were the pleasure that you enjoy from it, the seichel that you apply to it, and chidushim. I can find chiddush in the Ahava that can increase and improve and strengthen the Ahava. Achar shegilinu soda Ahava. So now that we've come to recognize this reality, nomar kitzarech lebal ha'avod la'akir b'tchilas avodasem. You have to realize, I'm beginning to enter a path of avos Hashem. You have to, from the outside, understand ki Ahava v'nesina nilchavim shneim. This is part of my psyche, that there's going to be a back and forth between enjoying things and non-enjoying things. Pam yigbra echad, pam yigbra sheni. Sometimes one is stronger, sometimes the other is stronger. Okay, and ein tzarech v'tchilas ha'avod, elias choshesh in yakutzba. Don't get so worried if you go through an adjustment period. Don't get so worried if sometimes you're not on fire. Hizeh mishpat ha'ava b'tchilasa. That's to be expected. Ki tagia v'tachlis yadua. It'll reach here. I think he doesn't mean a purpose, but he means a certain end. You reach a certain max for the mathematicians. You hit a certain max, you'll peak, and then it goes echtal, then it goes down. V'yachaka toshuv v'tzitzchazek. This is chadesh kinesha. And then it'll have an upswing again. V'yachakeim techal sha'ava v'zig barasena. And then later on, you're having down days, you're having blah. I don't feel like I'm on fire nonstop. Al yinoash ba'avoda. Don't despair. That doesn't mean you throw in the towel. Oh, I'm no longer into it, so I can't do it. Let me just walk away. That's not a rational, evidence-based approach. There is evidence that right now I'm not feeling it. That's true. But that does not therefore indicate that I can no longer be successful. I can't take you like, I'm just alive. You know, that'll come and go. Okay. Tariq HaMaskil, so it gives you much more, this awareness of the pattern can give a person much more staying power. And awareness of the pattern allows you to, you don't have to ignore the fact that you're not feeling pumped right now, and you could be totally embrace the fact, right, I'm not feeling pumped, and it doesn't therefore mean that there's no rational reason to give up or to move away. It means that, okay, today I woke up the wrong side of the bed, I'm not feeling it, okay, I'll go to the basement anyways. Today I'm not so pumped, okay. So I'll yell at my chavrus a little bit less. But I'll show up, I'll learn, I'll work. In time, my mood will cycle around again. Okay, so hamaskil biroso, ki sikanes hasina belibo v'yakutz bavoda. When a maskil, he wrote this in the Middle Ages. He didn't mean like the 1800 sense of maskil. He meant the David HaMelech sense of maskil. A person with seichel, an intelligent person, a thoughtful person who's self-aware, recognizes, notices the emotional reality. I recognize right now I'm sort of in a down thrust. Don't let go of everything. Oh, today's a bad day. Today I'm in a bad mood. So I just won't show up to this marriage. And tomorrow I'll feel better. Tomorrow I'll be back in. So that's bad strategy. That's a tzasi tzahara. Yimyaniach hakol yovad mimenu. Yachzik mimenu v'miksaso lo yovad. If on an off day I just totally walk away, I have to be a lot harder to patch. But if I let go, if I hold on to part of my routine, even though today I'm not feeling it, so then I can ride the waves. It's very important. Ruchai Velazhner, I saw this over the last week, several different places in Perik, wrote a paper. Rav Chaim Volozhin wrote a paper on Pirkei Avos, or more precisely, I think we were talking about it the other day. Rav Chaim is a paper on Pirkei Avos, which is, I don't know if he wrote it or someone else wrote it, but it's his public shiurim on Pirkei Avos. So they're not what you expect to hear from Chaim Volozhin. In a sense, they are, in a sense, they're not. They're incredibly insightful, but the style is a lot that you almost would call Hasidish Torah. Hey, fast a lot derech haremez. Very, very clever. Very clever correspondences in Ramazim. The first piece in the third parak, Akav Mahalalos, three major questions. From where are you coming, to where are you going, and before whom you're going to have to give account. See, he relates, he says, why say histakel? Because it corresponds to tzitzis. He shows how the three psukim that mention the word tzitzis. In the parasha of tzitzis, somehow Maram is these three questions, and then the three layers of Yam Rakia and Kisi Yakovet, very fascinating. So in that Mishnah, and several Mishnahs in the second parak, he makes the point of somewhat similar to what the Sefer Yashar is saying, recognizing, being realistic about where I'm at, and at the same time being ambitious about where I can reach. And that's one of his approaches to Dame Ayin Basa Ulaanata Holech, to know from where you've come and to where you're heading. The Pash Pshat Mishnah says, Tipas Rucha, Makam Riv Miv Zaleh, not very positive. But he has, Al Derech HaRemez, sort of looks at just the ratio of the Mishnah, two very positive approaches. So his second approach, he says, is you have to know where you're coming from, you have to be ready. So you have to be ready to use Shalol Lishma incentives to get yourself to do stuff. And he says, consistency, consistent practice, doing mitzvahs consistently is more important than, certainly initially, than doing things Lishma. He says, some people think, I'm only going to do a mitzvah when I'm really feeling very, 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 I'm really feeling it. If you're not really feeling it, so I'll wait until tomorrow. So that's bad idea, very bad idea. He said, there's nothing wrong with doing things Shalosh Ma. So isn't that what Chazal say? Says, you have to not dame ayin basa. I could be comfortable. I'm a human being. I have all sorts of weaknesses. And that's fine. And I'm not signio. I need Shalosh Ma to get me going. That's great. But at the same time, but you have to be comfortable with your weaknesses, but not be okay with staying that way forever. You also have to know la'anat ha'olech. You have to be realistic where you're at now and aim high for the long term. I know where I want to get to. So it says that. So then I know that I want to be l'shmaju. And I also know that right now I'm not l'shmaju. And that's fine. So, and the way I'm going to get there is to work on ritzifus and to work on consistency and whatever benign shalol l'shmaz I need to get myself consistent, and over time, with understanding the division that over time headed there. I'm angling up. So that's overlaps a lot with what the Sefer Yashar captures at the end, that one of the practical implications of awareness of the way in which we sometimes cycle back and forth between feeling on and feeling off is that the way I react to feeling off is still hold on to as much of the ma'asa as possible, even though it's not going to be with the same hislavas. Hislavas is important, but a ma'asa without hislavas is a lot better than no ma'asa and no hislavas. B'zeh makiv sefer Yashar's kol mahalach. Hatikufas over to lebavos Hashem. He gave us sort of an overall picture, the different periods that a Jew goes through. Hidin ulom de mikan, ki chiluf matzavei aruach davar tiviyu. A succession of different moods going from this one to that one to this one to that one, that's normal. It would be silly and it would be non-factual and non-rational to just throw the towel and give up when I'm feeling blah and down and it's not on the fire. I shouldn't feel yayush. And I also should not practically let go of my avoda. So if I'm really just feeling blah, okay, so maybe I'll take a break from an extra seder. I need a little more time to recharge. But it doesn't mean I'm just going to sort of check out and I'm not sure. Okay. You have extra starter. You packed, maybe you packed your Bana starter a little too much. Again, you may have a sinner. Sometimes people make a mistake. Sometimes people are under ambitious. Sometimes people are over ambitious. I mean, okay. This is a hard week. Okay. So you normally have an extra seder Bana starter. Yeah. Take a break from that. Be after you manage it. If I stay with the program,